Throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Ready SC is assisting Esurance, an Allstate company, with recruitment for its Greenville office. Esurance is seeking entry-level associates with starting pay of $15 an hour plus commission. Esurance is an equal opportunity employer providing paid training and licensing programs. Interested candidates are invited to their open house Wednesday, October 10th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at 1200 Brookfield Boulevard. For more information, go to esurance.com/careers. Esurance, making insurance surprisingly painless.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from George Coleman Ford. Come out and see us. We will be here until 7 p.m. and then we'll have football. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing is available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a 50-yard football field for Andrew Luck to enjoy and an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. And Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development in Clemson. It's a place for Clemson Nation to gather. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portions of your residence and use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms. Taj Boyd's in charge of this here deal, and he's running the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Targa Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Go see him. Tell him I sent you. Yeah, you do. Let's get back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Joe. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, good, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for taking my call, as always. You know, I was going to say one thing about the NC State-Boston College game. I don't have NC State scheduled in front of me right now, but let's just say they win this game and then they lose to Clemson in another tight game. I think thinking in my mind on their schedule the rest of the year, they might have a shot to go like, I don't know, 9-10 wins maybe. And I think that kind of proves that NC State has a little bit of staying power in the division as far as the program in general. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, first of all, they had the easiest schedule amongst the teams in the middle of the pack in the division because they, and the teams I considered at the middle of the pack the start of the year, and Syracuse has joined that mix now, but they had three home games and one road game versus a team like BC who had one home game and three road games. So oftentimes home and away can be a difference, and we'll see whether it is here. They have a chance to continue to capitalize on what they've done, but you have to consider what they've done, and I'm just not sure what that answer is. Because, again, the best team they've beaten is James Madison. But, yeah, I think that Doran has done some positive things, and I think that program is generally headed in the right direction.
And I'm not saying they're going to beat Clemson. I'm just saying they're recruiting well. They're doing a good job overall. As far as our game, you would like to think that a fifth-year senior can play well in a game, but I think it's going to be something like 31-17. I think what's going to happen is it'll be a close game, maybe for a quarter, and then Missouri's going to score 21 points, and that's going to be it.
Here's the thing. I'm seeing some posts on Twitter which are almost making me think that Bentley still could play in this game, that he could still start this game. I have not seen where he's officially been ruled out of this game. Has he?
He hasn't. If Bentley plays, South Carolina's going to win.
How do you know that, Joe?
Before.
Because, look, when we saw him at the end of the game, he was basically thrown off one foot.
I mean, we'll find out.
It's not just whether he plays, it's whether he can. Yeah. I get that, but I guess, you know, you also might ask right now, do you trust Bentley in a big game?
Honestly, that's a good question. So we'll find out, Walt. But I think Missouri's going to win. If this pulls the wheels off this season, you got to kind of question the direction of the program a little bit, because if you don't go to a bowl game, I think that's unacceptable, to be quite frank. Not going to a bowl game, that's the bare minimum you should have. But the last thing is this, Walt. I'm glad Irving finally came to his senses about the world being round,
the flat earth. Yeah.
And that he's going to stay in Boston instead of going to the Mickey Mouse franchise in New York. It's okay, Irving. You can stay in Boston.
Well, you know why he's staying in Boston, though, don't you, Joe?
Why?
He's staying in Boston because since he found out the world is round, he's afraid if he travels anywhere, he might fall off.
That's pretty good. But don't tell him to go to Australia or something. But appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
He didn't really believe that. Really, does he?
It's funny because I heard somebody last night on national radio who had recently written an article and sat down with Kyrie Irving and they had a lot of in-depth conversations, and quite honestly, he didn't sound sure. He thinks that, he said that, well, sometimes Kyrie likes to sort of lead people along, but he didn't sound sure. He was asked that question, this writer was, and again, having spent a lot of time with Kyrie Irving, he really couldn't answer it.
Huh.
I guess
like a whole pile of people, you're saying, that really think it's flat?
Well, I assume the Flat Earth Society, to some degree, still exists.
They don't get the concept of the horizon and everything.
No.
I mean,
no.
Obviously.
If you believe the Earth, if you believe the Earth is flat, no.
Okay.
No, so I don't really know what Kyrie Irving's true belief set is regarding that, but he has apparently apologized and amended his position on that, whether he's done it based on the pressure of the need for normalcy.
Like when you're trying to tell me something and I disagree and then I just go, okay, whatever, kind of like that.
No, I wouldn't say it's like that, no.
No.
No, I really wouldn't say it's. I really wouldn't say it's like that at all. You know, you want to get in 654-7627. We're live at George Coleman Ford. You know, I brought this up on Twitter last night, Ramona, and I think it's really time for the stat. And part of it was I saw a New England Patriot beat writer today. And he wrote, well, you know, Brady has this many turnovers, and he only had, you know, X number the last 2 years. And if you watched the game last night, you saw Brady throw a couple interceptions in the second half of the game. And it's almost impossible for me to believe that somebody who covers the Patriots, who presumably watched the game, could be raising this point. Because if you watch the game, you know how those interceptions occurred. He put a ball right in Chris Hogan's hands, who let it bounce right out of his hands and to a defensive back when they were driving for a score. And then, I think it was the ensuing drive, he puts a ball right in Gronkowski's hands, a perfect throw. Gronkowski actually starts to run with the ball. I actually thought that if anything, that would have been ruled a catch and fumble. But he then had the ball stripped, and they called that an interception. I'm sorry. There has to be a way to separate, especially with so many eyes on these events. You know, maybe you can't do it collegiately, but you can certainly do it professionally. Because every single play is documented. Every single play. You know, even from a collegiate level. You know, for example, I heard the last 5 minutes of Brad and Ben today, and they had a guy on who I didn't catch his name. I don't know who he is, but he runs some, it sounded like, gaming website. And what I heard him say was that that 26 of Burrow's passes at LSU this year have been tipped, but then none have been intercepted. All right, if we have enough knowledge, if we are charting every play thoroughly enough to know that a college quarterback who plays for LSU has thrown 26 passes this year that have been tipped, but none of those tipped balls have been intercepted, then we have enough knowledge, certainly, especially at the pro level, and enough detail to be able to determine whether an interception is on a receiver or on a quarterback. And, you know, you can't just... We get to the point of being ridiculous because some of these, in Brady's case, Brady now has 8 interceptions and at least 5 of them are directly on his receivers. Well, now, I will grant you that there can be gray areas. You know, if a quarterback overthrows a receiver and all a receiver is able to do is tip it with the top of his hand and then it gets intercepted, well, that's on the quarterback. But again, if we are watching this action, even from a gaming standpoint, thoroughly enough to know that LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has had 26 passes deflected this year and none of them are intercepted, then we certainly have enough eyes on the National Football League to know whether an interception is on the quarterback or on a receiver. And we should have a category for that. We should be able to know. So we really know then how many interceptions a quarterback, and just to be clear, I'm not even suggesting that, well, maybe I am. I think you could have 2 categories. You know, I think, for example, on a quarterback, I think you could have a category that listed his actual number of interceptions and then the number of interceptions that were on him. Now, some will say, well, you know, that's going to be impossible because what if a receiver runs the wrong route or stops running the route? Or I grant you that there are gray areas. So leave the gray areas alone.
I thought it was like the pitcher. He's like when the game is over in baseball, they say the pitcher lost the game. I thought it was like that. Because he's the quarterback, he just takes responsibility
because in baseball you have earned runs and unearned runs. That's actually a really good example of what I'm talking about. You know, so in other words, a pitcher does not get credited with it's the counter example of what you were saying, Ramona. you're not getting credit for that. In baseball, we make that determination by determining whether a pitcher has allowed an earned run. Otherwise, it's in other words, it's on him, or an unearned run. In other words, it's on somebody else. Now,
I'm making your point. In other words,
yeah, and I think there should be something like that for football. Again, initially, let's say you have two categories. All right, so let's say that. You have a category for at the end of the year, the quarterback has thrown 18 interceptions. All right. And then you have a number next to it where quarterback responsible interceptions. And maybe that number's 10. So at least we have some idea. And from a receiver standpoint, then we'll know who's dropping passes that are right in their hands and turning them into interceptions. So in other words, if you have a receiver who has a number in this category like 6, you'll know not to throw him the ball anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have a receiver And teams would know that anyway, but I'm just strictly speaking from a fan standpoint. Because again, when a beat writer, and I don't remember the exact sequential time and how this happened. I put my tweet up before my suggestion that, I think that was last night even, I'm not sure. I think it was last night. It was. Where I put the tweet up that suggested that, you know, we need a category for receiver interceptions. And then this morning is when I saw the New England Patriot beat writer put up a tweet in good conscience that said, Brady has thrown this many interceptions or turned over this many times already this year. And the last 2 years, he only turned over this many times. And I wrote him, I said, his name is Kevin something or other. I said, Kevin, presumably you watch the game, right? I said, then you know none of those interceptions were on Brady. I said, you know that as you write this. So why write it? Why tweet something that you basically know is factually untrue? I mean, you freaking watch the game. You know what happened. You know what happened on those interceptions. And I just think it would be a way for us to have a better understanding of how many legitimate interceptions a quarterback throws versus how many that really aren't on him. Because, again, anybody with eyes who watched that game last night knows those interceptions weren't on Brady. And he has at least 5 of those, 5 or 6 of them this year, in which he has put the ball right in his receiver's hands, and they've turned into interceptions. This has been brought up before, all right? This is not new ground. I'm not the first person to ever suggest this. This has been suggested in the past. But I think that it's time given the amount of eyes we have on all these plays and the amount of information at our disposal, which is just limitless. I mean, we're evaluating every single element of every single play that occurs collegiately and in the National Football League right now. And again, you know that based on even the type of stuff you heard there. And the gentleman that Brad and Ben had on with them at the end of the show, who said that LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has thrown 26 passes this year that were tipped and none of them were intercepted. You know, that's an extreme degree of knowledge. I mean, it shows that you are charting every single play. And every single play as it relates to one player. And so my point is, then we do have enough eyes on the college and NFL game now. Again, this may not have been possible in the past. It probably wasn't. But my point is, it's possible now. It's clearly possible now. So let's have it. Let's have a receiver interception number so we know. Waltham Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be right back. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Are you thinking of selling your business, but you're not sure what to do? With a strong economy, now may be the perfect time to sell. Get a free, no-obligation business marketing assessment from Mark Griffin at Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. Sperry is the trusted global company, and Mark Griffin is the trusted local broker who maximizes his resources to ensure the best offer for your business. Call Mark today for that free business assessment at 315-3734. 315-3734.
Excel Truck Driver Training has your ticket to a better future. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors. Your first step to a fun and rewarding career. Flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Class A training is 160 hours. Class B training is 70 hours. Convenient location off I-85, exit 39 in Piedmont. Call today for more information. Don't sell yourself short. Excel. Excel Truck Driver Training, 864-844-1961.
Mickey Potter here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Weather is changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with a new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama Tires, just $20 with R&R's 6-month Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. R&RTires.com.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
Going out of bounds with Kwok and Kelly this Tuesday from 12 to 3 at Subway, 407 Sheep Farm Road across from Home Depot in Seneca. Not only will you get a great lunch value at Subway, but you can show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and breast cancer awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband. And who knows, there might even be a celebrity guest sandwich artisan there as well. Come out for a great cause and join Kwok and Kelly live Tuesday, October 9th at Subway in Seneca.
No one's better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I mean, what better way to fortify our masculinity than some classic male bonding?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're to be a CCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. Come on out and see us. This afternoon, we have free Papa John's pizza, a cooler full of drinks. It's hot out. Bring the family. Come on by. Get some pizza. Get some drinks. Experience what George Coleman Ford has to offer. I am having a little bit of trouble running with my Comrex, so just so that you are aware. You want to get in again, 654-7627, 654-7627. That is the number. I want to also talk a little bit about the National Football League. We'll get to who picked whom among the contest entrants in just a little bit. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about the NFL. You know, I mentioned this issue about the about crediting receivers with interceptions. And Alex on Twitter writes, yeah, but doesn't a tip ball have direct bearing on that specific play? Because you can't have a pass interference on tip. I agree with what you're saying. It'd be a valuable stat. I'm just saying maybe that's why tip passes are treated differently. Yeah, but look, I'm not even saying tip passes. All right, I'm not saying something that a receiver is only able to get one hand on and he tips it and someone down the field catches it. What I'm saying is, if a ball is thrown directly to a receiver and he doesn't catch it, it hits both his hands. So, in other words, an obvious situation, right? Hits both his hands, bounds away from him, is picked off by a DB, then that's on the receiver. You know, and I think we need to start having a staff for that. And again, as I said, in the past, I can understand why you wouldn't have it because there just weren't enough eyes on all these plays. Now, there clearly are. I mean, because it's ridiculous to walk away from that game, and this has nothing to do with Brady, but to walk away from that game saying, you know, well, Brady threw these two interceptions. No, he didn't. I mean, yeah. I mean, technically, right now, they're putting his column. But you couldn't have thrown those two balls any more perfectly. They were right in his receiver's arms. They hit both hands, both arms. I mean, Gronkowski was running with the ball. I mean, that, to me, that's a fumble, actually. But he was running with the ball when he had it taken away. I mean, how that winds up in a Brady interception is, you know, insanity. Because clearly it's not. And I think just given the amount of eyes and the amount of attention that is on every play now, so much so, as I indicated, that someone knows that Joe Burrows, the LSU quarterback, has had 26 balls tipped and none have resulted in an interception. And by the way, the Burrows thing has nothing to do with this NFL argument. I'm strictly pointing out that if you have that type of information, just let me clarify this. I am not discussing the Burrows tips or anything else in relation to what I'm talking about. I'm discussing it simply from a standpoint of if there's enough attention being paid to know that Burrows has had 26 balls tipped, then surely there's enough attention on NFL games to know whether interceptions on a quarterback or receiver. And also, as I indicated, I wouldn't be an advocate for the gray area ones. I'm not an advocate for, well, the receiver stopped running his route and the quarterback threw it directly to a defender. No, I don't want the subjectivity in it. All right, so in that case, it would just be on the quarterback. Even if discernible eyes can tell that really was on the receiver, it's too much of a gray area. I'm talking about black and white plays. Balls that are thrown directly to receivers, hit them in both hands, and they let it bounce off them, and a defender down the field picks it off or takes away from a Gronkowski, as is happened in that game last night. In those situations, I think there should be a category for interceptions on receivers. I think it makes sense. And again, I'm not even saying initially, you know, don't list it for the quarterback. I mean, initially list it. So at the end of the season, you'd have a column that says Andrew Luck was intercepted 18 times. And interceptions, a quarterback responsible interceptions, 12. So then we'll know that Luck was picked off. No, I'm not. This is not to disparage Luck. This isn't. I just used him as an example.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Although 18 is sort of a normal number for him historically. Yeah. But so I'm trying to help a brother out, Ramon.
Okay.
I'm trying to help Captain Andrew Luck out. You know, by not putting him in the French Foreign Legion. I'm trying to actually help by reducing his interception total from 18 to 12. You know, so what I'm saying is, you know, have the category, have the full-blown category if you want, but have the next category be quarterback responsible interceptions. And there it's 12. So now I know that, well, Andrew Luck really only threw 12 interceptions, that he hit his receiver six times and six times his receiver screwed up the play. It just seems too logical not to do it, right? I mean, and too simple.
It makes sense to me.
Right, but, and too simple, you know, given the information that's at our disposal now. I have some bad news for the Patriot haters out there, Ramona.
Uh-oh.
Some really bad news.
You know,
the Patriots started 1-2, and it was over. They weren't even going to win their division.
Right.
And, you know, and even I said their defense had looked terrible the first 2 weeks, and they have to fix that. I thought they would, but as I suggested to you the other day, you know, 2 weeks ago, Brady had no weapons whatsoever. The best weapon on the field was Hogan. All right. And now, 2 weeks later, now I have Julian Edelman back. By the way, if you missed it last night, first play of the game, pass completion to Edelman. He caught at least three passes on that first touchdown drive, three or four. But, and so that connection still lives really well. And Edelman looked good except for the ball he dropped, which luckily for Brady wasn't deflected to a defender, that particular one. But New England now is going to have James White and a now healthy Sony Michel out of the backfield. Michelle's run for over 200 yards last two games, by the way. But you're going to have James White and a now healthy Sony Michel out of the backfield. You've got Gronkowski at tight end. You now have Edelman back operating in the slot. You have a developing Brady relationship with Patterson, who's a big athletic receiver. And now you have the first touchdown catch from Brady to Gordon, which actually wound up being Brady's 500th NFL touchdown pass, caught by Josh Gordon. Yes, he of the 11-time drug offenses going back to his drug offense suspensions going back to his college days. That Josh Gordon looks like he's about to explode in the New England offense. And so what I'm saying to you now is best of luck. Best of luck. You had your chance. You had your chance at New England the first 3 weeks. If they weren't on your schedule, I'm sorry. But here's the newsflash. You're not beating them any longer. Good luck beating them. How? How are you going to beat them? Brady's as good as he's ever been. And he has a group of receivers now that may be like nothing he's ever had in his career. You know, Ramona, he set a record yesterday. He's thrown touchdown passes now to 71 different receivers. And if you look at that list, a lot of those guys are tomato cans. In fact, even people who know the league, probably half those names on the list, people don't even know who they are. I mean, he's made a career. He's thrown 500 touchdown passes throwing to largely junk. And again, an all-time NFL record, 71 different receivers have caught touchdown passes from Brady. Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm looking around his receiving core. I think right this moment, this is the most talented, versatile receiving core he has ever had. And I'm telling you, good luck. Good luck, because I don't know who's beating them now. I'll tell you what I really think. I don't think anybody is. You know, they play the Chiefs next week at New England. And if you had asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would have thought the Chiefs would kill New England. You know, they run a lot of these college offensive principles. Remember what happened at the start of last year when these teams played? The Chiefs destroyed New England. New England had no idea what hit them. They couldn't defend any of that stuff. And in the first two games, it still looked like they couldn't defend any of that stuff. And look, Kansas City, with all their weapons and Pat Mahomes, is certainly going to be a different test. But answer me this. How exactly is that porous Kansas City defense, because it is, how are they going to hold up against those New England weapons? I don't think they're going to. I think New England is going to kick the living crap out of Kansas City. And it's going to be like New England's going to put like a 50 spot up on Kansas City. Mark my words. That game's going to be like 50 to 30. And so take the over. That's going to be the highest over we've seen. You know what? Watch for that game, 10-14, to potentially be the highest over in NFL history. The Chiefs-Patriots game. That number on that game is going to be outrageous for an NFL game. We're going to continue some NFL discussion on the other side. You can get in. We're live at George Coleman Ford. Before we go to break, let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic, commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or even visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. I brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of my address. You get in, out. It's absolutely as easy as can be. Don't get caught up in future lines. Make sure you have your ID. Get to SCDMV near you and get it today. You will thank me later. I'm live at George Coleman Ford. We'll start off when we return with a quick look at the Patriots schedule and ask who's going to beat them from this point forward.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
I am Chet, married to Kathy for 27 years and pastor for about 13 years.
I'm Kathy, pastor's wife. I wanted to spend some quality time on earth here until the Lord takes us home with my husband. And that's when I realized we had to do something about our health.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
My husband told me about a program called The Health Air on the radio.
Listening to the Health Air program about getting to the root of the problems just kept coming back to me.
It didn't take long before I realized the Health Air was working. I'm off of four different types of medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
Over 47 pounds of fat loss. My cholesterol medicine, reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine, I've cut them all in half.
I've lost 60 inches, almost 25 pounds. The Health Air just isn't a dietary program. It's a life change.
It's just amazing, the successes and the results from the Health Air. It's just unbelievable.
Get your free consultation with the Health Air today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Now that the niceties are out of the way.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from George Coleman Ford. Come out and see us. I'll be telling you about some of the incredible deals here in just a little bit. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees, never any document fees in Travelers Rest. That's an enormous deal. Go look at the reviews on Google, Yelp. They're all five stars. People all talking about the same things, how special they're treated, how they're made to feel special. That's the secret. That's why somebody's been in business 90 years, and that's that's why 90 years from now, after I'm long gone, and actually after everybody in this building is long gone, there'll be other people here, Ramona. There'll be other members of Harold Coleman III will be here, and he'll be showing vehicles, and someone else will be sitting here running a radio show, and it will still be going on 90 years from now. Quickly, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. You know, Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, they're incredible. They have everything you can think of. If it's time to pop the question, well, you absolutely have to get to Turner's. Mark has the largest selection of diamonds. The upside, it's not even close. In fact, Mark has diamonds in every size and price range, and so he has something for you. Right now, in stock, not an appointment to see diamonds later, go see Mark. If it's time to pop the question, tell him I say, I promise you, he'll fit you with just the perfect diamond for your dream lady. And then, you know, here's the other thing. Pearls. Gemstones, watches, the largest selection of watches in the upstate. And how about this, Ramona? You know, Turner's is well known for their incredible selection of Pandora. They have a Pandora store now within the store. But Pandora, the hottest thing in jewelry, has now, Turner's now has the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. That's right, an enormous selection, lots of Tiger Paw stuff. So you can get your team's colors. If you're a Clemson fan, you can go get a Pandora bracelet and charms in your colors with Tiger Paws. How about that? They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon Tiger Paw bands. Incredibly cool. Get to Turner's. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. You want to get in, 654-7627. Now be an excellent time to join the conversation. All right, let me get to Mike and Anderson, and then I want to get back and take a look at the Patriots schedule and talk a little NFL before we move back towards college football for the remainder of the show. Mike, how are you?
Walter, doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you for getting in, as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Walter, I got a couple of questions for you. And question number one is a conversation you had with Tiger Gregg. Biggie Plowler talks about it a lot, or has the last couple of weeks. I understand that we're only halfway through the college football season after tomorrow. And every year we do this, well, this team's going to go undefeated, this team, blah, blah, blah. It hardly ever happens, and it all works itself out at the end of the year. I get that. But the one thing I have seen thus far this season, and I don't hear anybody talking about, Notre Dame is undefeated, and I think they're sixth this week, I think, in both polls or one of the polls. Now, right. The Tigers have dropped two spots in 2 weeks. I firmly believe because of Notre Dame's brand name clout outside of Alabama, they got as much or more clout than anybody. I can see a scenario if the Tigers don't put up some style points later in the season and don't get a couple of victories against ranked teams, that a 12-0 Notre Dame team would leapfrog a 13-0 Tiger team based on a weak schedule and a weak ACC. Now, you're probably going to tell me I'm crazy, but what are your thoughts on that?
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think Notre Dame is, you know, Notre Dame has special citizen status, and if Notre Dame goes unbeaten, they're going to be in the playoffs at somebody's expense. I mean, I don't know if it'll be at Clemson's expense or somebody else's expense, but yeah, if Notre Dame goes unbeaten, they're going to the playoffs. I mean, to my way of thinking, that's a mortal lock guarantee. I mean, that team goes unbeaten, and you're gonna have to make room for them. Now you're fighting for three spots if Notre Dame goes unbeaten. You know, and again, I think Notre Dame, with all due respect to Tim Beray, who we love, who we're gonna have on the show in the really near future to talk about Notre Dame and more, I just do not think this Notre Dame team is special. Now, I think that Ian Book has changed the makeup of who they are, and that's nothing I could have anticipated before the year. There wasn't a lot of Ian Book chatter, but he's been really good the last couple weeks. We'll see if he can continue to be good. You know, Kelly compared him to McSorley of Penn State, and I can see that comparison based on watching him for 2 weeks, but the sample size is so insignificant that we need to learn more. Now, I think the other thing that Notre Dame benefits from, I think their entire schedule has been somewhat fraudulent. I mean, they've played a lot of big brand names, but brand names that are down, that are not, you know, where they normally are. Like, I just don't think Michigan is that good. I knew Stanford wasn't any good, and yet Stanford had climbed into the top 10, and they didn't belong in that range. And, you know, and I think, if the computer allows, which it's not going to, I think they still have Florida State as well. Yeah, it's not loading for me. But I believe they still have, off the top of my head, I believe they have Florida State on their schedule. They still have, in fact, here it is.
Southern Cal?
Yeah, they have Southern Cal at the end of the year, yes. But they have Florida State, they have Northwestern, they have Navy, they have Pittsburgh. You know, they're at Virginia Tech this weekend. They have the game at the end of the year against Southern Cal. There aren't a lot of real pitfalls on that schedule. And, you know, and by and large, Notre Dame is playing the same schedule Clemson is because they're playing a bunch of ACC teams with the exception of they played, you know, Stanford and they'll play USC at the end. But again, Stanford and USC to me are sort of frauds. And I think Stanford will be exposed the rest of the year. And I think to a degree, USC has already been exposed. And they may be further exposed as they continue to apply. I guess my bottom line is I'm still not sure Notre Dame's good enough to make it through this schedule. And even though I look at this schedule and I think, well, I don't see anybody they're going to lose to. That's true. But listen, it may be that last game of the year. You know, by then, JT Daniels has grown up. Clay Helton needs that win against Notre Dame. It may be there, but no, I agree with what you're saying, Mike. I think if Notre Dame goes unbeaten, they're in the playoff.
And then let's say Alabama's undefeated and you got the Tigers undefeated, Georgia with one loss, LSU with one loss. We got mass chaos again. Maybe that gets us to eight teams in the playoff. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's going to take to get us to eight teams. My buddy Bill Hancock will say it's not going to happen, but it is going to happen. It's just an issue of when, you know, and frequently it is some occurrence. It's something that they did not account for. Like the reason that the advent of the four-team playoff was brought about was because they gave us the Incest Bowl, too, LSU-Alabama, too. They turned the nation off. Okay. We were tired of it, and that hastened the start of the playoffs. It may take something similar to rouse them and get them headed towards an 18 playoff. And then, you know, the other thing that I want to talk to Bill about the next time I have him on is I think there's a danger inherent in four in that if you're producing the same teams every year, at some point, the nation's going to say, that's enough. You know, Clemson can't play Alabama in the playoff every single season, and yet that's happened 3 years in a row. So if we get to a situation where you have Clemson, Bama, Ohio State, and Georgia, say, in the playoffs virtually every year, you're going to reach a saturation point with the audience. They're going to say no at some point. The other conferences that are getting left out will say no. And listen, I'm not naive enough to think that even an expanded playoff field that you wouldn't or couldn't wind up with the same four teams. You might. You know, if you expand it to eight, you still may wind up with the same four at the end of the process. But at the very least, you'll be more inclusive at the start, and you'll have more areas of the country engaged, and you'll keep some of these conferences happy who right now may be being left out.
Okay. Fair enough. Final question, Walt. I'll hang up and listen. When Ray McLeod and Deion Kane were signed into whatever, the 15 or 16 class, they were much heralded. And every year I kept expecting one or both of them to break out and become the star that I was told they were by the recruiting people and people at this station, and it just never happened. Thus far, and I know the Tigers are still trying to find their way, their identity on offense. You've had two different quarterbacks, Kelly Bryant, issue, blah, 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 all of that. And I know they're young guys. I think they're true sophomores. But I'm still looking for T. Higgins and or Amari Rodgers to break out, to take over and say, hey, I'm the man. I'm the next Mike Williams. I'm the next Nuke. I'm the next Jordan Leggett or whatever. What am I looking at based on what you've seen thus far? Am I looking at the next Ray McLeod and Deion Kane, or am I looking at the next Nuke Hopkins or Mike Williams or maybe even Sammy Watkins? I'll hang up, listen, and enjoy your show.
Good job, Mike. It's fair questions. You know, I think to my way of thinking thus far this year, T. Higgins is not yet where I thought he would be. In terms of Amari Rodgers, my expectation was that he's a competitive, thick-bodied receiver who is going to be one of these guys who always gives you production and is a real positive asset to your team in a whole number of different ways. But I never really think of him as like an elite, like five-star talent. I think that guy is either Higgins and or Ross. And I think Ross is a guy whose tools may be the best of all. But, you know, I was never as high on Kane and Ray as some might have been. I don't know. I think this group as a whole is more talented, but they're still young. It's still by and large, it's still a young group, and with the exception of Rodgers, it's not a physically mature group. So, you know, sometimes that's all it takes. Guys just have to grow up. They have to grow up physically. You know, players get better. It didn't happen overnight. And not just at that position. Look at some of the defensive ends, the edge guys that have played at Clemson. You know, in almost every case, it didn't happen overnight. It happened when the full blossoming happened when talent met physical maturity. And when talent met physical maturity, then you saw the breakout seasons. And that's what it's going to take. And listen, that may or may not be this year. It may or may not be. Some of that will depend on how Trevor Lawrence plays moving forward and what you get out of these guys. But their future is very bright, Mike. Trust in that. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Mickey Plower here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get 3 rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 866-